Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clint Sterner, Jeremy Branham on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Robert Manfred, I believe he was on MSNBC today in Switzerland for whatever reason, but the host, a little soft from Robert Manfred, but the host did ask him some tough questions, how it pertained to the Houston Astros and their cheating scandal. He said that they will not take away any titles. Their job was to look at this report, hand down some punishment, and then let you, the viewer, take it however you were going to take it. But he said that they will not take away the 2017 Astros World Series, and that they will also continue to investigate the Boston Red Sox in 2018. But we do one thing, Clint. That parade still happened. That trophy's still there, and the banner can stay up at Minute Maid Park.
Hey, and all them wounds that everybody was licking from Hurricane Harvey.
That's right.
They were made. They weren't healed, but mm-hmm. they were made a lot easier to handle because of that title. And so, look, not only will they get, and that was one of my main questions that I wanted to ask Crane yesterday. I didn't get a chance to ask that specific question about the titles and what was to come down the pipe. So I'm glad to hear that the Astros will keep the title. It's water under the bridge. Everybody can move on. But not only will they keep the titles, the roster is intact. I believe that their appeal will grow significantly both in Houston and coast to coast. Now, it's not all going to be positive. It's not all going to be positive, but I believe that the appeal will definitely grow. And the biggest thing, as I mentioned, is the fact that this roster is intact and it's ready to rock and roll. Here is Astros owner Jim Crane talking about his Astros roster this year.
It's a good clubhouse. You know, the team's good. You know, on paper, we should be right there again next year. You know, you got to have a few things go your way. But, yeah, I think once with this team, I joked earlier, if you can write and fill out a lineup card, you could pretty well run this team. You know, you got to figure out the bullpen, but the lineup's pretty strong.
When Crane said that, I raised my hand and said, hell, I can do that. I saw A.J. Hinch and his beautiful penmanship post on social media several times. I could fill out this roster, I believe. But the appeal will grow significantly, one, because of that particular roster. That roster is absolutely nasty. You look at the support from the big money folks, all the guys that are writing checks to have signs all over the walls and have kitchens and restaurant literally storefronts in the stadium, all those big sponsors. Crane discussed those yesterday as well.
No big sponsors have moved, and you know, season ticket is holding where it was last year. You know, we suspect after we get past this and things get going, things could get a little bit better. But you know, this town's resilient. They stick with you. Everybody in this town is amazing, really. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Again, the roster's intact. The big sponsors are going nowhere. So you got your players. You got your bread. Now, last night, JB, we're sitting there at the Houston Sports Awards, and they didn't hesitate. Guess what happened when Coach of the Year came up?
What happened?
A.J. Hinch. Boom, big, all the way across. It had to be 75 yards of TV screen from one side to the other.
Wow.
And it is Astros logos, A.J. Hinch up there. Now, he didn't win it. Your man Samson won it.
Go Cougs.
Right? And rightfully so, did a hell of a job. But A.J. Hinch goes up there. Guess what the place did?
What did it do?
Rah-rah, baby. Loved it.
They were roaring, huh?
Nobody stood up and jumped out of their seat, but there was an audible sense of pride that the manager of the Astros, who has recently been fired, accused of one of the biggest scandals in MLB history, it was a pretty warm welcome for a guy like that. I mean, he wasn't in the building, but for his big picture to be thrown across there, it was a pretty warm welcome. Altuve won
moment of the year, right?
Moment of the year, yeah. With the home run that sent him to game,
sent him to the World Series.
Okay,
yeah.
He won the moment of the year for that. Place loved him. In the back, they started chanting Tuve, the Altuve. Right. I mean, it's just so when you talk about things, you got your players, You got your money and your big sponsors. Your players and your coach that just got fired got mad love in an environment where there was probably, man, I don't know how many people were there. I don't know, did they come out with how many people were there? There had to be 2,000 people there last night, I would guess. I mean, maybe more.
But it was wall to wall of people. Sports fans and guys with a little bit of money too.
Look, when we asked Patty Smith beforehand how this all came about, this third year, the third annual, she said she went to several of the bigger cities across the country of their award shows, and including the ESPYs. And she went to one. She said the one I walked away from most impressed was which one? The ESPYs. This was ESPY-esque. That's how this was. This was huge. I encourage anybody in the future that has an opportunity to get a ticket, get a seat, get a table at this event, support this event, do it, because it's well worth every single penny from the time that you pull up and get out of your car until the time that you leave. And rubbing elbows with not one athlete, but hundreds of athletes, that's not the finest part.
Yeah, Hall of Fame athletes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not the finest part. It's all the way around the board. It's truly beautiful. But with your roster intact, with your sponsors intact, with your players, the love in the city of Houston, I think, will grow exponentially.
Yeah.
I believe that. On the back end of this thing, we talk about how bad it is, and it was bad. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We don't need to sugarcoat it. It was a badass deal that they went through and that they brought on themselves, essentially. But there's nobody in the world like the state of Texas, like South Texas, like Houstonians, to embrace the black sheep of the family role and go, okay, you got us backed into a corner. Now watch us come out swinging and banging and swinging. No, no pun intended, right? It's one of them where I just believe, man, when I'm sitting there last night watching this unfold in front of my eyes, I'm going, this is going to end up being a huge plus for the Houston Astros. Think about the day and age we're living, JB. We're living it's the way of the world, but it's one of those where it helps you make sense of what I mean. We're living in a world, you and I specifically are living in a media world, where now it's not about getting on this mic and spitting fire. It's about building a brand, right? It's about followers. It's about doing anything that you can to build a quote-unquote brand for yourself, not for the station, but for yourself. You got people in this business stepping over and on top of each other, of their friends, of people that had their hand out when they were down and picked them up to build their brand. They lose their job, and in order to build their brand, they find a way to create some kind of chaos and havoc around that. That's the world we're living in, man. That is who essentially is going to be buying tickets and jerseys and hats for the Houston Astros, right? I mean, that's who the next generation of people are that are going to be able to do those kind of things. If you don't think that this is going to drive the ratings through the roof for the Astros moving forward, you're absolutely nuts, JB.
No, I completely agree with you. I wouldn't go as far to say that it's going to be a positive for the Houston Astros overall.
I think
overall,
it's going to be, I do.
But there are some positive aspects of it. I tweeted about this a few weeks ago. I won't mention my Twitter handle because I feel like you were looking at me when you were talking about all the millennials building a brand. But
no,
I'm just I'm kidding. But. The 2020 regular season for the Houston Astros in Major League Baseball,
yeah,
there has never been a more fascinating regular season since Barry Bonds was chasing home run records.
Yeah.
Think about this. All of the other teams around Major League Baseball that the Astros face, what are they going to be saying when they come to town? Here come the cheaters. Here come the Houston Astros. And they're going to have tons of people there to heckle the Houston Astros. What about when they're playing at Minute Maid Park? Jim Crane said it. This is a resilient city, and it's a resilient city that loves their Houston Astros because they had a parade in 2017 after Hurricane Harvey, like you mentioned it. This is a team that has won over your heart, and this is a city of Houston that's going to have your back whenever your name's been dragged in the mud a little bit.
Yeah.
And I would also say that an overwhelming population of this city also believes every other Major League Baseball team has done it, but the Astros are the ones that are caught, and the Astros are the ones that are having their, you know, they're the ones that are taking the blame of all of this. They're taking the abuse of, and rightfully
JB,
so. I'm not going to argue that.
No, it
makes the regular season next year fascinating. Is Trevor Bauer going to hit Jose Altuve? Is Mike Clevinger going to punk? Is he going to plunk Alex Bregman? It's going to make the regular season more fascinating we've seen in the last 20, 25 years in Major League Baseball.
Look, you're 100% right. It's going to be fascinating as hell. Sean and I did a quick segment yesterday about, he found three different articles, three different situations where people are responding essentially outside of Houston to this quote-unquote scandal. There's a group from from the L.A. Dodgers, from L.A. that are going to travel to Anaheim when the Astros play the Angels.
L.A. Is it fans?
L.A.? Yeah.
Dodgers. LA well, Dodgers. They're going to show up in the third inning. L.A. fans are notoriously late.
Is Anaheim still in – are they still in Anaheim, or are they in L.A., or they just change their name?
They're in
they
Anaheim,
change locales
but they're called
well?
L.A., but
okay.
It's close.
Okay, so there's L.A. Dodgers fans wearing the blue. I can't remember what the name – Pantene or Pantone is the name of the blue that the Dodger blue. And they named themselves pretty creatively, actually. Pretty creative. I appreciated it at the time when Sean broke it down for me. But anyway, that group of individuals, they're literally going to go to Anaheim to an Angels game, right? And when the Astros play them, just to be there and talk trash, essentially, right? So you tell me, ticket sales are going to go up when these cats are on the road.
No doubt.
I mean, one way or another, every other owner in Major League Baseball, they're going to make a little bit more money because the Astros are coming to town. I'm just telling you, man, with the roster, the sponsors, the appeal of the players locally, and the you call it what you want. It can be negative if you want. I don't give a rip how you label the national appeal that the Astros now will be. The reality of it is more people know who the Astros are today than they did a month ago. A significant amount of people across this country that could give a rip less about baseball, they now know who the Astros are because of this scandal. You're right. It's not a deal, JB, where you go, man, the Astros, they're going to benefit from this. This is beneficial. I mean, it hurts. But you really break this thing down, man, the way that the punishment was doled out, the way that sponsors are buying in, where you see, I'm just telling you, man, this is going to be beautiful. This is going to – it makes dollars – and cents at the end of the year for Mr. Crane.
Every 162 games that the Astros play next season is appointment television.
Absolutely.
And it wouldn't have been if the cheating scandal didn't get out. It makes me really excited about pitchers and catchers reporting in just several weeks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.